Kenneth Ray Farabee was born and raised in Wichita Falls at the base of the High Plains in north central Texas. But it was in Austin where he would make his mark, first as a leader in UT Austin student government and eventually in the Texas Senate. Dave McNeely is a longtime Texas political columnist.
He was the kind of person that you'd like to think you send to the Senate when you elect someone.
McNeely says Farabee helped lead the Senate at a time when lawmakers were passing landmark legislation.
He was a thoughtful guy. He was a gentle and straightforward guy, but he could reach across the aisle. He was tough when he needed to be, but he never was a disagreeable kind of guy.
It's that reaching across the aisle part that meant a lot to Cindy Taylor Cryer. Cryer was in the Texas Senate with Farabee in the mid to late 80s. She's a Republican, and at the time was one of only six Republicans in the Senate.
Had he wanted to, they could have just ignored the Republicans in the Senate, but that's not how he approached things.
She said he didn't label people by their party affiliation, and instead focused on what he thought was best for Texas. Max Sherman saw that side of Farabee when the two served together in the Texas Senate in the late 70s. He says Farabee wanted to pass bills that would help every single person in Texas, something Sherman says he achieved with one bill in particular.
He was the author, I believe, of the Natural Death Act, and that was to say that the person who's dying ought to have some say in their death. And I think that he carried that through in his own death just recently.
Cryer says Farabee was a hard worker in the Senate who always tried to get the job done, whether it was shepherding a bill to the governor's desk or, as in one instance, continuing to hold a committee hearing even while protesters had stormed the Capitol and disrupted most other work.
And most of the other committees just quit work and called for the Capitol Police to come rescue them, and the senators were moved out, and Chairman Farabee instead kept on working. And kept on calling up bills, and the folks that were already in the committee room would come up and testify, and votes would be taken.
While we here in Austin tend to define a person by their legislative legacy, Max Sherman says Farabee would also want to be remembered as a good lawyer.
Because he practiced law in Wichita Falls for 18 or 19 years before he came to the Senate, and he left the Senate to be a lawyer. He became the general counsel of the University of Texas system. And he did that very, very well.
Former UT Austin president and UT system chancellor William Cunningham worked with Farabee for several years.
Ray was not a good lawyer. He was a great lawyer.
He says Farabee had the ability to handle any complex legal issue that came before him. And Cunningham often and eagerly sought advice from Farabee on a range of topics. As Farabee's work life slowed down, his service to the community more than took up any extra time. Farabee was instrumental in the growth of KUT. He was chairman of the station's very first advisory board in 2003. Farabee always made sure to keep in touch with his former colleagues over the years, including former UT System Chancellor Cunningham. Cunningham and Farabee would meet for lunch with friends about once a month.
And it was so much fun. We dealt with all the major problems that society seems to face. And we had answers to all of those problems. But I don't think anybody really paid much attention. But it wasn't that we were not still trying to pitch the ball.
He says Farabee was always still trying to solve the world's problems. And he was probably still right most of the time. Ben Philpott, KUT News.